This week on Video Death Loop.
And on June 30th, Half Baked will light up your shelves.
Just ask me how.
Plus, check out this return on investment, man. Welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst. Yes, I'm the host this week. And over here is your co-host. And that's right, he is the co-host. It's Aaron Littleton.
John, let me tell you something I just did. And while this podcast has been going on.
It's been going for 10 seconds, Aaron. Yes. What have you done?
So I know. Well, so I was sort of while we were doing, you know, we sort of chat a little behind the scenes. John and I chat usually a little bit before we start doing the podcast, and then we take a break. So the recording, has a nice empty spot on the waveform there to help us identify sort of where it begins.
Sure.
Where the podcast proper begins, and then we start talking. Well, as the host, as you know, John Host over there was the host, and as I was waiting sort of to be called, and so like while the silence was going on, what I had done is just to sort of center myself and to sort of prep myself for doing a podcast. You know, I'm going to wash away the day for a moment. I had closed my eyes. And so I'd close my eyes just to sort of center and prep, you know, for this very serious podcast that one apparently needs to fucking center themselves for.
Inner breathing, got it.
Yes. And so I close my eyes and you were sort of doing, you know, your intro there. And I'm like, well, he's about to call over to me. Better open my eyes. And I was like, dude, apart from the part where we watch the video on this podcast, I could do this podcast with my eyes closed and no one would know. But for some reason, I feel compelled to open them.
You're getting into character, Aaron. That's what it is. You're getting everything, all the vibes into place. You know, as a podcast called Video Death Loop, which is an audio-only format, by the way.
Yes.
If you were just joining us for the first time, there's no video feed. You can't watch us.
Nope.
Aaron, I'd like to point out, I'm looking at, like, off kilter, off angle, like I'm looking at a camera as I'm saying all this. I'm emoting. You have done something to me at this point here. Wait, is there a camera around? Maybe. Like, Aaron, you went the opposite direction. You're closing your eyes. You're insular. You're closing out the real world except for the audio extremities of your throat, with the throat and the voice and everything else in between. I'm starting to act like there is a camera there and I'm on set and I'm alive before a studio audience. And that's none of these things, Aaron. Something's wrong.
Maybe ghosts. Maybe it's ghosts. You know, maybe ghosts are watching you. Do you think ghosts are watching you at all times? Do you ever wonder about that?
Man, yes, I do think ghosts are watching us all the time. And I bet I think that ghosts probably think podcasts are a fucking bore, honestly. Like, they're just, especially if you're on the internet, like we're talking right now. You know, they probably see me in a room with a bunch of foam padding on the wall. And they're just kind of floating there. It's like, I can't wait to haunt this poltergeist this ass here. And I'm just talking into a microphone, and I might be strangely emoting for them. Maybe they're a little bit more entertained this evening.
I don't know.
But in general, I don't know. I think they'll be like, it's like, who are they talking to? I can't hear them on the other end. I'm a ghost.
Luckily, I have sort of laid a number of ancient wards, you know, mystical ruins and spells about my podcast studio to make sure that no ghosts get to watch me do this, which is why I can do it with my eyes closed if I need to. I don't have to be performing for the host of ghosts that are inevitably surrounding all of us at all times.
You're not worried about the ghost. You're only in the podcast room, though. Only in the podcast room?
Yeah, no. The rest of my house, lousy with ghosts. Just absolutely ceiling to floor fucking ghosts piled in every open inch. Just watching what I'm doing, whether I'm closing my eyes or opening them. It's whatever. Whatever a ghost is wanting to watch me for, that's... They can elsewhere, but not in this room. I have too much respect for this show, for this process. By God, if a ghost wants to listen to Video Death Loop, they're going to have to download it. Okay. They're going to have to download it. We're going to have to get that stat that gets to bump up our download stats.
Yeah. You know? Actually, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
So I can't be giving this shit away. These ghosts need to be out there rating the podcast on, you know, all the podcast platforms. It's enough of the free ride, Ghost. Okay.
Yeah.
It's enough of that. It's time for you to contribute to the podcast ecosystem.
Yeah. It's like you got to get on your ghost phone, your G phone. Doesn't like not a Google phone. It's a ghost phone.
Ghost phone.
Got to go in ghost apps, download them, go to ghost, a ghost podcast, whatever. I don't know what's on. I don't even know what people use for a podcasting platform anymore. I use I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like the ghosts have their own.
I use AntennaPod. It's an open source podcasting platform that's free.
Okay.
And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I would recommend if you're on Android anyway. And you're looking for a podcasting client, at least. Mm-hmm. AntennaPod, it's good. I can say that. The community puts something together. It's the Linux of podcasting platforms.
Oh, no. Oh, that could be that can go anywhere.
It's so configurable, John.
It's got flags. Oh, it's got flags in it. Like, man, you can set up every flag, comedy, serial, murders, true crime.
You ready to run a script? Like a bash script against your podcast subscriptions. That's what AntennaPod gets you. No, I don't think it does that. I haven't tried that. It might. It is open source. It's hard to say.
Yeah. I think I'm still using Pocket Cast from when I have like when you do the one-time purchase and they gave a lifetime membership to it, and now it's owned by someone else. Is like, we may have stretched a little too thin on that lifetime membership, but it's still pretty good. It's still pretty good. Solid on there.
Fair. So go back in time and buy a lifetime membership to Pocket Casts.
Yeah. Fully recommended. Make a time
or
machine.
Download the Linux of podcast apps. AntennaPod.
Only options remaining here. The rest of them are viruses.
Yeah.
Every other podcast platform. But Aaron, I have a video for you.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. It's true. The rumors are true.
That's cool. I bet the ghosts that are watching you know what it is, and I don't. That's why you need to hire some of these Etsy witches and to make you a sort of a protection spell.
Oh,
That's what I did.
What's the first Etsy ward that you bought? The Etsy witch ward to protect your apartment.
Ghouls. I started with ghouls. They seem like, you know, get a good baseline, keep the ghouls out. Then you can move on to goblins, ghosts. Got one for centaurs. Don't know that one's going to come into play, but I definitely don't want to be encountering any centaur. I will say I've not encountered a centaur since I got the centaur repel spell applied to my podcasting studio.
You've heard it here first. Centaur free since
No centaurs over here. That's
2016.
For sure. No goblins, no ghouls, no ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah, not once. I'll
imps,
say
I, maybe we have an imp or two. You can't keep those suckers out.
No, imps get everywhere, man. You can't. You got to deal with that. But you might need to upgrade your Etsy witch. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I'm spring for the platinum tier spells next time.
But I do have a video. We're going to watch it on loop. Aaron has no idea what it is. I do. The ghosts also do. Thankfully, they can't tell Aaron over this. They cannot talk to him directly because he's in the protected room, and we're going to watch it all together here in 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Half-Baked.
Through June 30th, according to this video rental store screener tape, talking about how you need to have Half-Baked at your video cassette rental store, Aaron.
Interesting. Okay, so this is an advertisement to make... Okay, it's not. This is not for people, you should watch Half-Baked. This is,
right.
You should have Half-Baked in your video store to rent to
because
people.
Because it will make you money.
It will make you, okay, this is Half-Baked as a capitalist product.
Yes, yes.
It's the got eventual, Willie Nelson in it.
Yeah, Jon Stewart has a cameo in it.
I remember Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart, okay, should we explain what they... What this is Half-Baked.
Yes.
Right.
1998 comedy.
A comedy film about weed. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I think that's all you need to know, though, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all really. There's every decade has at least one. There's just like a film about drug.
Yes. I guess I was going to say, my joke was, I don't know if you heard about weed. But yes, this is a movie about weed, whether you've heard of this movie or if you've heard of weed. And it's about guys. I've watched Half-Baked. Have you watched Half-Baked, John?
I have not.
It's got Jim Brewer in it. Where did I watch this movie? This feels like a movie I would have watched with you, I would say.
Right.
There's such a narrow slice of my life. Like, but I think if this movie came out in 1998, and I think I met you in 2002, there was only 4 years. I mean, I'm not assuming that I watched every movie with you since 2002, but I feel like Half-Baked is a movie you watch with other people.
Right.
And there wouldn't have been that many opportunities for me to have watched Half-Baked with other people that you wouldn't have been involved post when I met you. Yeah. So there's just such a pretty narrow window of time before it was released. I have no idea where I watched Half-Baked, but I have seen it. I remember Half-Baked. I just don't remember the watching of Half-Baked.
Yeah. Were you, well, granted, dare I ask, were you maybe half-baked while watching Half-Baked, the film in 1998?
It's a good question. It's a solid question. Yeah, I just don't recall the event. I mean, the fact that I don't remember where and when I watched this stoner movie, it is incredibly telling in some ways, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's got Jim Brewer. He was a kid in the hall, was he not? Was Jim Brewer the kid in the hall? He was a kid in the hall. Also made that switch over to SNL, right? Mm-hmm. Then eventually ended up on Half-Baked.
As you do. I think that's a natural progression, honestly. I mean, you got Dave Chappelle in the early time in there.
Yeah. Before he was canceled.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle's still canceled, right? He hasn't done anything to...
He hasn't done anything to help his
That's
partner.
What I was going to say. Yeah, he hasn't really done anything. He's just like, nope, I'm still just Dave Chappelle. Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's also just mad at the other side too that he tried to like jump off to. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing
it's
on there.
A
it
whole
doesn't have
thing.
ROI potential like the movie 1998 film Half-Baked does.
That's right. But yeah, the plot of Half-Baked is these guys invent a weed delivery service.
Yes.
I mean, that's it. That's it. That's the future. They just take weed to people. They call, and then they take weed to people. I do think there is. I feel like I don't want to say that I'm like wrong in this, but I think there's a scene where Dave Chappelle's character goes on a date, and he keeps like trying to make it the cheapest date, and we have like a running tally of how much money he still has in his pocket.
Okay.
I feel like that happened. I feel like that was a pretty clever sequence of things. But yes, it's got some good cameos, like Jon Stewart in there. I remember Jon Stewart's bit because he just keeps asking them, have you watched so-and-so movie on weed?
Oh.
That, and he just says that over and over again.
Yeah, good bit. It's a good
bit. It's a good bit.
Yep.
It's a good bit.
I would be paid tens of dollars to say that bit for a day and then go and forget I was in the movie Half-Baked.
Would you, John, if you ran a video store in 1998, I think.
I wish.
Probably both of our dream jobs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, maybe, I mean, which is, I mean, the DVD era had definitely started at that point. And it is interesting that the commercial we're watching is for getting the VHS of Half-Baked.
Yes.
Which either suggests that they think people that want to watch Half-Baked don't have a DVD player in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know, maybe they had one for the Half-Baked DVD. But anyway, Half-Baked, you're running a video store. John, you're running an incredibly exclusive video store.
Oh.
In your video store, you only allow 5 movies at a time. And when you bring in a 5th movie, you have to get, or like a 6th movie, you have to drop off one of the other ones.
So, okay. When one movie goes out, another one replaces it. Do I have multiple copies of the same movie, or is it just one a copy?
No, it's a fucking terrible video store, Sean. There's no way you ever make any money with it. Okay. It's what? Yes, you have 5 videos that you can rent.
Okay.
In total, you have a single copy of each. It's an incredibly exclusive, high-end video store. It does cost the people renting the movies $10,000 to rent a movie at your video store.
Okay. All right. This is not Aaron. This does not seem like a sustainable business plan.
I didn't say it was. It's definitely not. This is why video stores went out of business, is because of terrible business ideas like this. But here we are. This is the situation. You've got your 5 videos. It's 1998. I will let you pick. We'll each take turn picking a video for you to have in your video store, and you can start. It's got to be a movie that was on VHS in 1998.
Okay, so we have a year in place, 1998.
Yep, because that's when this movie came out. That's when the VHS, because we're going to decide whether this video preview for video stores would convince you to replace one of your 5 movies with a copy of Half-Baked.
Do they have to be new films? I mean, like, nope. If you're a video store, it's okay.
Nope.
I was going to say, I'm trying to think of like what the hell came out in 1998. And
it's impossible to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally impossible to say. If it sounds right, I mean, if it feels right, I'm going to say it's okay. I'll go ahead. I'll say your very first film is it's Shazam, starring Shaquille O'Neal as a genie.
Not Sinbad.
No, that's Kazam, right? Okay, or is it Shazam? Right. Well, I don't know. It's the one, the real one with Shaq, and he's a genie. We're going to say it's Shazam, but it might be Kazam. I'm too confused by the whole thing at this point.
Sorry, Shaquille O'Neal is the real draw here.
Yes, it's Shaq. It's Shaq. It's the Shaq genie movie.
Okay, this is late era Shaq Attack, which is still has a good... pretty good return on investment, but not definitely not breaking the backboard. Shaquille O'Neal making SNES video games and rapping with a single to it that you could get with the game if you bought it new.
Right. No,
it's not past that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say Clerks. 1994 Clerks, I think.
Okay. Clerks. That's a good question. Shazam. We've got Shazam. We've got Clerks. Okay. Right there. We're pretty good. Okay. Your third film to fill this out is it's gotta be Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Okay, so this is I like this film. Is it going to return my investment?
No.
Joe Dante.
How old is Gremlins 2 in 1998? like how many people were actually renting it when it came out.
Oh, they
but
were
you, like I said, you like Gremlins 2, the new patch.
I insisted on it. My other two employees of this video store said maybe I should switch that out, and I was staunch on that. I said, no. It's got great cameos. It's got a bunch of variety of gremlins doing funny things on the screen, and Gizmo has a bow and arrow. What can go wrong?
Yeah, right.
It never got rented. Let's be honest right now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's strong potential to Half-Bake could replace it here on it.
I mean, that just depends. That just depends on what you value. Do you value movies you like, or do you value movies that someone might rent for $10,000 for a single night?
Yeah, and that's why I think I have to go with the next one. I have to sell my soul a little bit, because I think the fourth one that ends on this list, Armageddon.
Michael Bay. Yeah, I think
it was out during that time, right around that time.
Again, if it passes the sniff test, that's all. I'm not looking these up.
It's like, I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to miss a thing, and I don't want to miss those profits that Bruce Willis is going to bring into the bank to my one single copy of Armageddon for $10,000. I think someone.
It's a
hot item.
They might. Okay.
Can't rent it anywhere else. They can get.
And the last video is chosen for you. But based on your final pick, you have Armageddon. You also have Deep Impact.
You know what? I think they came out the same summer. So yeah,
they came out the exact same fucking summer, my dude.
Oh my God. Can I make a? Is this a controversial opinion that I'm about to say? Deep Impact's a better movie than Armageddon.
No, I don't think so. I think people like that Armageddon. I think just because of the star power and the Aerosmith song, right? Mm-hmm. Deep Impact felt more like a real story, right? Like it just kind of doesn't the meteor actually fucking hit in Deep Impact?
Part of the meteor hits. It's like, well, we kind of fucked up on that thing. So brace for impact? Question mark.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to watch them. I haven't watched either of them in a hot minute. And maybe I only watched Deep Impact in theaters, because I definitely did watch it in theaters.
Yeah, I think I watched both. And I think I watched it in a drive-in theater for Deep Impact.
Oh, yeah. Intriguing. Okay, so now you've got your videos, you've got your terrible failing video store where you rent them, mind you, for $10,000. We're talking 500 times more than they could go to the nearby Target and buy it.
Right.
But somehow they're still renting them from you.
Yeah. I got a great deal on the rent for this building, and I'm never going to let it go until videos are never going to die, Aaron. It's just truth. I mean, physical brick and mortar stores are going to be a thing forever. This is me in 1998. So I got these videos on here. I gotta present. And I get this tape in, which is a 6-tape in, but it's for me on this, all allowed, because we gotta do the research.
You're not renting the Half-Baked promo tape. Right.
What if I, it's like, oh, free tape?
Oh shit, Dark Horse. Holy shit. I'll allow it. I mean, honest to God, I'll allow it. You got this tape as well. You have the option of getting Half-Baked, or you can just use the screener they sent you.
I was like, that's just saving money. I mean, I'm making $10,000 per rental, and now I don't have to pay, because I don't have to pay the VHS cost to buy one single copy of Half-Baked for my rental store on it. It's just economics, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. I mean, honestly, the kinds of people who would spend $10,000 to rent Half-Baked might not realize that they're just renting a screener of Half-Baked. Right? Like, there's something deeply troubling about these people that would rent from your video store. And so I do think the screener might just be obvious enough, like just getting over the mark. Just getting over the mark of someone renting it thinking they're getting Half-Baked.
I mean, if I got the full tape of Half Baked, that's a movie with a plot, theoretically, cameos, things I'm not sure about on it. But the screener tape that I'm watching with you in a loop, Aaron, that I know the address of universalstudios.com with the forward slash, like it has a slash of the, it has the wrong slash on it, by the way. It's like slash home the opposite way. Like it would work in a browser, but it would be very mad at you.
What a good catch. I did not notice that at all.
I caught it mid-sentence and it interrupted every fiber of my being, Aaron. That's what happened on this. And that's what I'm looking for when I look for a screener cassette, a video cassette to rent out to other people. I'm looking for those swerve balls like that. Typos.
Sure. I mean, it does have, there is some level of value there, right? Some people would really like to see an incorrectly formatted URL.
And it promises also a return of investment of about $20 million with an asterisk there. I took a look. How much do you think in the box office do you think this film made?
That Half Baked made? Okay, yeah. So I did notice it said that was a projected take.
Yes.
A projected box office take. I don't think this movie made a lot in the box office. I think this movie, if it ended up making money ever, it was like as a cult, you know, probably a rental movie, probably a tape rental movie that people would rent.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm going to say Half Baked might have made $12 million in the theater.
Oh, Aaron, ye of little faith. In the weed film industry,
yeah.
Let me tell you, the budget of this film was $8 million. Already okay. More than I expected. I'll be honest. Maybe that was probably for cameos. Hey,
that Jim Brewer doesn't come cheap, you know.
No, it doesn't. Not in those times. Blues Brothers 2000's coming out here. We gotta amp up for it. There it is. Here's that the forward slash.
You're right. Golly, you're right. What a good catch.
Slash, yeah, I was getting mixed up, but it's the wrong one. The box office. Is $17.5 million. It made double.
I mean, there you go. I mean, it was a good bet for the time. It didn't make a ton of money from like modern perspective, where all movies have to make $1 billion, or everyone involved with them is taken in front of a firing shot and squat and shot. But you know, it made its money. Good on it. Good fucking on it.
Yeah, it did what it did. Make a weed film for the modern 1998 audience, and it did it. And it almost hit that projected on there. So, but that's still, I'm only having one single copy of that tape. And it's not, if it's already dropping numbers like that and not making up for what it's promising on it, how can I be sure the rental version is going to do that for me? I know the screener's a hit. I got it for free. I'm making a profit immediately on it.
Yeah. Okay, so you're taking the screener and putting it in the store. What video are you dropping?
Ooh. I really like Gremlins 2, Aaron.
That's fine. That's fine.
Really like.
I will say, of what did we decide? It was Deep Impact, Armageddon, mm-hmm. Gremlins 2. I've already forgotten. Clerks, yeah, for sure. Clerks. Gremlins. And a fifth film.
Hold on, let's go back. Let's go back. It was Clerks, then Gremlins 2, and
right.
I said Armageddon.
Yes.
You said Deep Impact.
Yes.
Did we decide on a fifth film?
Yeah, no, it's the very first one I said. The very first one I said.
Well, it's the first one you say.
I don't know. That's what it's... I don't remember. I'll remember it when I remember it. Of that, I can be certain.
Okay. Well, I think we got our winner then, because we cannot remember the film.
Yeah. You're out of there. You're out of there, film.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, let's be honest. Deep Impact and Armageddon are my big crutches for the summer. I got to have them in. I got to keep them in the bullpen.
Both, though? Asteroid movies?
I need two asteroid movies. Did you see what happened last year? Video games got on the asteroid hit. Final Fantasy VII was a big hit on there. We are riding mad meteorite frenzy right now.
Golly. People it's didn't really like. They really did like Asteroids there for a while, didn't they?
Yeah, we were all about like some asteroids hitting a planet. That's all we wanted. We got back to that for a little bit, but for different reasons.
Yeah, more like maybe an asteroid will hit the planet. Boy, that'd be good if there was an asteroid, a 90s style asteroid right now. Wipe us all out for sure.
Yeah. Oh, Shazam! That was the first movie.
It was Shazam. Movie. Yeah, dude, you can't cut. Are you really gonna cut Shazam?
I can't cut Shazam.
I know.
Shaquille O'Neal. He's a genie. Does he even grant wishes, or he just kind of be Shaq? I don't remember that movie.
Just being Shaq grants the wish. That's enough of a wish for anyone.
Does he help a kid like with his troubles and become like a cooler kid?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm confident. I've never seen Shazam. I'm just aware of it.
Aaron, you want to watch Shazam sometime?
No, like, no. Damn.
This worked last time when we watched Road Trip.
It did. I might watch Half Baked again.
Okay. All right. I'll watch Half Baked with you. Like, I'll finally, like, I feel. I don't think it's going to lead up to the results I see. I don't think I'm going to get the return of investment this tape is promising me, though.
No, I don't. No, you're definitely not going to make any additional money if we watch Half Baked. I can tell you that. You will pay someone for Half Baked. Stephen Fry will get a 12-cent royalty check somewhere if we have to buy Half Baked on Amazon Prime.
Okay. All right. So unfortunately, I'm actually going to say Clerks. Unfortunately, I think Clerks is like it's had a good run there. They could, you know, the indie movie darling of the 1990s. We're gonna put
94,
that
four, I think. So it is a 4-year old movie at that point.
Yeah,
I think, honest to God, I'm cutting. If it were me, as your assistant store manager. I'm going to recommend Armageddon, but it's your store. It's your store. You just pay me $20,000 a day to work there.
It's true. I'm bad at math. I'm terrible.
It's not a good store. You got to be renting two of these movies a day just to break even to pay for me.
Mm-hmm. I force people in the store. It's a racket.
So you're cutting Clerks. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Clerks is gone. Okay. So now you've got Dazed and Confused in the Clerks space. Up next, what's the next? Up next, I'm betting it's like an Adam Sandler film. Like a Happy Gilmore, maybe? Happy Gilmore comes out.
Oh.
You get the screener for Happy Gilmore. You taking Happy Gilmore?
So you're already asking me what's next. I had to take Clerks out of the rotation.
As you know, as an incredibly famous video store owner, you know, your fame, I suppose, is a bit of a dubious fame, but certainly people are aware of the video store that only has 5 videos and charges $10,000 to rent them for a single night.
And the late fees are exorbitant. Do not, if you don't show up with that video at 5 a.m., your ass is gone.
Yeah, it's another $10,000 for another day.
Yeah, pay up. If you didn't rewind that tape, you're fucked, by the way.
Yep. So you are like inundated with like tape offers to put in your store. So I think you're getting them all. I think you're getting them all. And the next day, you get the screener for Happy Gilmore. Are you cutting Half-Baked at this point, or do you let Half-Baked stick around a minute?
Oh, do I not let Half, like, it's like immediately, like the next day, I have Half-Baked down for one single day, and then I get
one day, and then you get Happy Gilmore. Where do you, keeping Happy Gilmore, or are you throwing Happy Gilmore in the trash? You're throwing Bob Barker in the trash. Do you hate Bob Barker?
You know what, what did Adam Sandler say on the CD? They're all gonna laugh at you?
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta, I can't let that opportunity pass by. Adam Sandler, you know, hottest comedy star of the weed era beyond even weed movies, honestly.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
So I mean, again, you are quite over leveraged with asteroid movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking 40% of your stock is asteroid movies at this point. Assuming Half Baked does not have an asteroid subplot, which I would not be surprised if it did.
You know, like they have to travel to the weed-aroid.
Did Gremlins have an asteroid in it? Did the Gremlins come to Earth on an asteroid? They didn't. Okay.
No, Clerks didn't have one, I don't think.
No, there's no asteroid in Clerks. Shazam, unknown. Could be. I don't know if either of us have watched Shazam.
Shazam just slam dunks an asteroid.
So, like, breaks the backboard. Shazam could be filled with asteroids. Filled with asteroids.
Oh. Yeah, like, at this point, it's do or die, really. Like, I either have to lean in on the asteroid theme and get all five of my tapes to be asteroids at some point, and lean into it, and probably go jump over the asteroid shark in that case, honestly. It's the end for my company. Aaron, your paycheck will not be coming for the next.
Oh, you're firing period. Me? You're firing me?
Well, I'm firing. Like, no one's getting paid. It's like no one's getting fired. It would be over at that point.
You're just not paying me. Okay. I see.
Yeah. I don't let it be known that, like, the video industry for $10,000 a day videotapes is a tenuous one.
Okay.
And one that was eventually going to end up at this point regardless of it, so I might as well cut it early. I guess Half Baked's got to go. I think it's got to be Happy Gilmore.
A single day, and we've already cut Half Baked. And me. You've cut me. You've cut Half Baked.
Well, after our grand argument about asteroid movies, like, I felt like you were undermining my authority on as lead senior video manager and owner.
Damn it. So I'm gonna have to go. You got to make me go sell anti-ghost spells on Etsy.
Yeah. You get the free popcorn on the way out, though. The popcorn's always free. Can't go wrong with that.
Man, what a great video store.
I'm tapping there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And if anyone who didn't live during the video rental era, that's exactly what video stores were like. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
I won't let anyone tell me anything ever.
Did you never got to work at a video store? You worked at, like, a theater.
I worked at a movie theater, yeah, before they trickled down to the lowly video stores.
You rented the time for the video, but not like you were kind of like, you were like video rental store prime, really.
We'll rent you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Mm-hmm. And the floor for all the popcorn they spilled.
And the floor, yeah. Oh, yeah. An enormous amount of popcorn. Jesus
Christ.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yeah. So much.
Yep. Yep. Sticky shoes. Sticky shoes.
Yeah. Though, Aaron, that was
a good one, John. I guess I never considered the market of selling to video stores. I just sort of assumed they would all just get everything, right? But I guess maybe you did have to decide a little bit on what movies you were getting in.
Yeah. You gotta figure out what to put on for sale, because, like, the used goods at that point there, it's no longer good to you. Might be good to someone else, but it's gotta go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure does. Did you work in a rental store? I got the impression this was a rental. Rental stores, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This has to be for, like, rental stores, I would say. It's like a rental tape, and they probably, like, it had, like, a couple things we didn't talk about, too, is, like, it talks about, like, how it has like, a reversible cover. Like, you can flip over to the other side. So I guess if you buy multiple copies of Half Bake, it's not the same color all the way down.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
And there's, like, a groovy poster you can put up in your video rental store, too. So they're really trying to make sure that the Half Baked starring Dave Chappelle is on your wish list.
Yeah, because I think Dave Chappelle was on both sides of the cover. I think there's, like, three main characters, and Dave Chappelle is on both sides, and then the other guys are kind of split around.
Yeah, definitely, like, in the middle or something like that. No, I worked at a retail store. Like if you wanted to buy the whole thing, you could do that, but never a rental store. So never got that experience.
Did you get to sell Half Baked?
Yeah, sold a fair amount of copies of Half Baked. Actually, now that I think of it, this was at really? The prime era. Yeah, no, it's our store. It was in that era when CD stores, music stores, decided they needed to branch out further and offer DVDs and VHS tapes and stuff like that to keep alive. And then they kept adding more and more things to it. It's like, let's add snacks and things and weed posters on the wall that knickknacks, like make it like Spencer's. And they never went the distance. They never went full Spencer's, and that's why they failed.
Spencer's still out there. Doing its thing.
Yeah. Like there's something to be said about that. Where's the video store? We sold you a copy of Half Baked and you ran away. That's what you did.
Yeah. Spencer's will still sell you a coffee cup with a picture of a boner on it.
I don't know why that's funnier than anything actually in Spencer's right now. It's a just like, I don't know if it's funnier if it's just like a clip art of a boner or if it's just a boner and got a big like impact font.
Listen, I mean, that may not be actually what's on sale in Spencer's, but spiritually, that's what's on sale in Spencer's.
We don't have merchandise, but I might have to make the coffee cup that says boner.
It just says boner.
Doesn't even have Video Death Loop merch like logo or anything. no other clever text. Boner.
I think maybe we do need to do that.
That'll be your first
fucking piece of merchandise. It's an unbranded white coffee mug that just says boner in impact font.
Nothing else.
Good God. Okay, I'm down. I'll have to buy one. You make it. You're going to sell at least one boner mug.
We're gonna have two at least. We're gonna have. Are you taking that one to work?
I don't think I can have it around my child. So it would have to go to work.
Oh, well, be on the lookout for that in the near future, everybody. This has been Video Death Loop. Show that's free on the internet. We keep doing it. Season 10X all the way through. Tell your friends, tell your loved ones to rate us on your podcast platform. Antenna, if they have, do they have a rating system on
Antenna Pod? I don't know. Maybe. I've never rated anyone on there, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do some investigative research for us down there. Make it happen. Questions at videodeathloop.com. You can ask us questions. We'll have answers. Aaron mostly answers on that part. So if you have a video for me that you don't want me knowing, that's the best way to send it there. We're on Blue Sky, videodeathloop.bsky.social. Aaron, do you have anything else you want to say?
Have a great week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.